when the 2020 Summer Olympic Games were postponed to 2021 because of COVID, a few athletes' dreams were dashed. A good deal more athletes' dreams were essentially delayed. The best Paralympic athletes were all set to amaze the world in early August, but alas, they too were crushed by this vile virus. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out all the info you need. You can give remotely, quickly, and safely, too, at WWIB.com. 26-year-old Ryan Nicewender was all set to play in his first Olympic Games for the USA men's Paralympic basketball team. And then COVID stepped in and postponed the games, and he is with me today on Sports and Commentary. Played NCAA men's Paralympic basketball, wheelchair basketball, the University of Illinois, and that's where he met his wife, Lauren, and she's a former soccer player at the U of I. Ryan, thanks for being with us here on Sports and Commentary. So tell me, are your Olympic dreams destroyed now or just delayed?
I think it's just a postponement, and I think in any situation, especially in a crisis, I believe, I think you can really spin it however you want. I think there's a moment where you do need to grieve the process that what you expected isn't happening. But then in the other sense, I've just had way more time to spend with my wife. I've had a lot of downtime to go visit family, go on vacations that I really haven't been able to ever go on, just because summers are taken up, vacation days are used up, and you really don't get that time. So it's kind of like that pause that you never thought you'd ever get to really take advantage of other opportunities outside of basketball.
Yeah, it's certainly been a unique time for a lot of people. So what happens now, Ryan? Are you automatically on Team USA for 2021, or you have to requalify, or what?
Well, one of the big things is for every sport, it's going to look a little different. So you can't just make the assumption across the board that wheelchair basketball is going to be like every other sport, because they're governed by different bodies. But for us, we had our first tryout where they cut from about 30 guys to 16. And then there will be one more tryout to cut from 16 to 12. And what they've decided is that they're going to continue to go with the 16. We're not going to re-go through that whole process again. And so once we're able to get back together in a safe environment, which we're not really sure what that looks like or when that's going to be, we will look to have probably a training camp or two, and then to cut down to the 12 that will finally make it to go to Tokyo in 2021.
Okay. So how much have you stayed in touch with your teammates and coaches during this time? And when does your team reassemble to prep for 2021, the Summer Olympics?
One of the really unique things about our team is for about 8 months of the year, we train remotely. A lot of guys play professionally overseas in Germany, Spain, Italy, and some of the guys stay in the United States and train while they work and stay with their families. And so with that unique dynamic, we had already had in place, we have like an app where our strength and conditioning coach loads our weight training that we do every week, so we were able to do that. But the summers is really where we come together, and we haven't been able to do that this summer. So the unique thing that we've been doing is, I mean, everybody's been doing this, is Zoom calls. But I really think you learn now more than ever that sports is way more than just sports. It's a family. It's a brotherhood. It's guys checking up on each other, making sure families are doing okay. And that's through social media. That's through a phone call like this. That's through private messages. And I think that our team has done a really good job of that because – we're all training on our own. We're remote. Some people are not even in the United States of America right now. And so we're just learning a new normal of how to do this in this time, and excited to what it's going to look like coming back. We're not really sure. The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee, their training sites are starting to phase back in, but it's it's looking like team sports will probably be the last phase, just because of all the contact and the fact that we're not living on site at the training center. We're going to probably be the last phase. So I think we're in it for the long haul. And we're just hoping that in this time that we can stay in shape and stay safe and come back stronger next year. The nice thing is, you mentioned it at the beginning, we have a year. And so we don't necessarily need to be in that that rush phase. We can still be training on our own, which is okay.
Yes. Ryan Nieswender of the USA Men's Paralympic basketball team on sports and commentary. Man, we're out of clock here, Ryan. We've hit the end of the first quarter, I guess we could call it, for sports and commentary. Still a whole lot to talk about. I'd like to have you explain your disability that has you on Team USA's Paralympic team next time when we get together here, and share a little bit about that and how God's worked through that in your life. If we can, is it okay to get together again next time?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that.
Terrific. We'll talk then. God bless you.